Here's Dr. Andrew Wakefield. It just doesn't go away, Andrew, does it?
Good morning, George. No, it doesn't. It's a wonderful story if it were true, but it's not, and I'd be very happy to talk about it and deal specifically with the verifiable facts rather than the fantasy. I just one comment, Brian Deer, at the end there, said to your listeners that I had propagated the idea that he was paid by the pharmaceutical industry, and this was part of my deception. In fact, I have never speculated in public on Brian Deer's fund. I don't know the source of his funding, and I'm not prepared to speculate on it. So this is just one of the many lies in a fanciful story that he's constructed.
Let's go back to the beginning, if we can. We talked about this a year ago, but to refresh everybody's minds, let's go back to the beginning when you started reporting on these examinations of these 12 children. What happened? How did you come across this?
Certainly, after an interest in inflammatory bowel disease for many years, and particularly a possible viral cause for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, I got a call from a mother on the 17th of May 1995, long before I had ever heard of lawyers or litigation in relation to MMR, and indeed had heard of autism. I hadn't heard of it since medical school. The mother described how her child had regressed into autism following an MMR vaccine and developed severe gastrointestinal problems. And she highlighted to me that she believed, one, that there was a link between his bowel status and his brain disease, but also that there were many, many children that she knew of who were in exactly the same position. And so based on that story, I got together with Professor John Walker Smith, one of the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologists, to help investigate these children in order to determine what was clinically wrong with them. As it turned out, they did have an inflammatory bowel disease. And quite apart from Brian Deer's inexpert opinion on what they did have, they had an inflammatory bowel disease.
As you began to uncover this story and link MMR with autism, and you've said in this program, you're not opposed to vaccines, you just don't think people should be pelted with all of this at one time.
Yes, George, it wasn't me who linked it to the vaccine. What we did as physicians was respond to the parent's story. Once again, Brian Deer has suggested that it was me who linked this vaccine and caused a scare. It was not. It was a response to a scare because the children had regressed following a vaccine. And this was an observation made contemporaneously by the parent many years before we saw them. And they had made this based upon their own experience. And this is the experience of many parents worldwide. So we didn't cause a scare. We responded appropriately and professionally to the parental concerns. Now, there had been problems with the MMR vaccine in the UK since it was first introduced some years earlier. In fact, two of the three brands that were introduced had to be withdrawn for safety reasons. So safety concerns about the MMR existed from the very beginning of its introduction into the UK.
Now, tell me about this disciplinary panel of the UK General Medical Council, where they cited you as being dishonest, unethical, irresponsible, callous. What happened?
Well, this was based upon a complaint put to them by Brian Deer. And it was based exclusively on a complaint put to them by Brian Deer. It was not based upon any complaint ever made by any parent or patient against me or against my colleagues. And what has emerged now is that crucial documents relating to the ethical approval that was available to this study were given to Mr. Deer in advance of his submission of his complaint, and in fact those were withheld from the evidence available to the General Medical Council. And so the crucial documents saying that there was ethical approval for the work done in the Lancet study was not made available by Mr. Deer to the General Medical Council, and I have now have those documents. And this is an extraordinary situation because they based their case largely upon the fact that there was no ethical approval for my work on the biopsies on these children, when in fact that ethical approval had been awarded a year before the children were investigated. So this is a great shame because the General Medical Council have constructed their case against us on a false premise and have come to the wrong conclusions as a consequence.
Did you have the chance to defend yourself in front of this council?
We did, and we were convinced at the end of it that we had won the case. We'd made a very strong case, and as had the council, the lawyers for Professor Walker Smith and Professor Murch. And we came out of it quite confident that their case had been demolished, and therefore we were extremely surprised at the outcome. And quite apart from what Mr. Deere said, it was the opinion of the lawyers that they might as well never have given evidence because the decision was made before we ever got there. But what I want to do, George, is if I may, is direct your listeners' attention to a website where they can actually find the documents that undermine Mr. Deere's case. He says that, you know, I haven't dealt in facts. Here are the facts. Go and look at them on vaccinesafetyfirst.com, because I am accused by Mr. Deere of altering the clinical histories of the children and the test results in order to fabricate a disease and make a case against MMR.
Right.
Now, the documents on this website prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is not the case, that the diagnoses were faithfully reproduced in the Lancet paper, and in fact he knew that when he wrote those articles in the British Medical Journal.
Okay. And he came up with a figure, Andrew. He claims that you've made about $250,000 from attorneys who wanted to sue. What's going on with that?
I acted as a medical expert, as do many people, both on the sides of the prosecution and the defense, for 9 years in the MMR litigation. And I did so at great risk to myself because I knew that there was a chance that this was going to have an adverse impact on my career. I made substantially less money than Mr. Deere has told you, and that money was then donated by me to an initiative to build a new center for gastroenterology at the Royal Free Hospital. Money did not go to me. It went to this initiative. Sadly, I left the Royal Free Hospital, and that center was never built, and sadly, it was wasted. The opportunity was wasted, and that is the truth.